Now, right now, a lot of younger kids are wearing shorter hair, you know, with spiked up that look, you know. And they come in and they say, do you know how to do this? So I tell them, I've done that before you were born, you know, and the styles all come back around.
Good afternoon, all about here in Barbershop. May I help you?
My name is Lou Ciosi. My profession is a hairstylist, but I'm a trumpet player, a jazz trumpet player. And we put together a band called the Philadelphia Clef Club Big Band. Grew up in South Philadelphia. I started playing the trumpet about 13. My next door neighbor was Bobby Rydell. You're probably too young to remember Bobby Rydell. Bobby Rydell became a big star in the late 50s, 60s. When I came out of high school, I used to go on the road with bands. That was my living, playing trumpet and playing with different bands. Then I got drafted into the Army, and I played with the Army band. And when I came out of the Army, my uncles all grabbed me and said, you know, you got to make a living besides music. So I went to barbering school, and with their help, they showed me how to cut hair. So I would work during the day, and then at night I would play with bands throughout the city. And this is how I made my living for the longest time, until I got too old and I got too tired, you know. You want to know my age? I'll be 72. May 23rd. So I've been cutting hair and playing music a long time. Unfortunately, because there's not a lot of work in the casinos anymore for big bands, they would have big band orchestras, we were able to get all these good players. They were looking for work, they were looking for just to play with a big band. I'm telling you, musicians love it, you know? There's nothing like that sound. There's not too many big bands to play with anymore. It's different playing with a big band than it is with a jazz combo band. In a small combo, you do a lot of improvising. But in a big band, it's more organized. You have to follow the arrangements. They're two different things, but the sound of a big band, I just don't think anything comes near it. The schools have done away with a lot of the music programs. This is why we thought this would be good. Music always seems to be the one they don't think they need it, and they're so wrong, because it's been scientifically proven that the children that learn music at an early age, it helps them with their other studies. That's a fact. And look, I'll be 72, and the guys in the band, some of them are 50, 60. We could still play. You can't do that if you were a football star. You know?